fiction my ass. Is there anything written in here you've actually done?
No.
Alright then, I'm just gonna read this shit aloud to me. I want you to tell me what's true.
Oh, it's my writing. It's private.
Well, I don't care. You don't get to be private anymore. Now, goddammit, tell me the truth.
Come back to me. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Who the fuck am I? Who the fuck are you?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
You know who I am, Nate. I'm the woman that fucked you in the closet in an airport a couple hours after I met you. That's who I was the day we met.
You really fucked two guys.
You had sex with two women once.
Not when I was engaged to you.
Oh, no, you only had sex with one woman when you're engaged to me without a condom on my bed.
Where'd you fuck him? Did you fuck him here? Did you fuck him in our bed? Why didn't you just break up with me? Jesus
Christ. Because you were leaving the next day.
Oh,
Nate, you created a human being. There's gonna be another person on this planet now, a person who might have a totally miserable fucking life and curse the fucking day she was born because you are walking out on her the same way that you're gonna walk out on me.
Life doesn't have to be miserable just because you are. Well, yeah, I know. Weird shit happened to you, but you know what? It happened to all of us. And I am sick to death of you using it as an excuse to act like some fucking cunt from hell.
You picked me, you know?
Yeah, well, only because I had no idea how fucked up you really are.
That's bullshit, you know, and you loved it because it made you feel good about yourself.
Oh, God, you are so full of shit.
You just can't see it because you're so in love with the idea of Nate the good guy, Nate the hero, Nate the fucking saint with the fucking great haircut. The truth is you would run it from real love if it ever came in.
Real love? What the fuck do
yeah,
you know
real
about
love,
real love?
The shit.
Barf.
No, you didn't!